Hello, everyone, and welcome to the very VARY Necessary Podcast. Yay! What?
Hey.
It said, oh, no, if you want to go.
No.
Play that part.
Okay. No, y'all be cutting it off, so I won't say it.
And I hadn't heard it in a while,
it's not
so.
Real.
It is.
Yay!
It
What's going on, y'all?
Nothing much. Did y'all know Howard Hewitt was coming around here?
Hell no. When?
I have to look it up. I heard Howard Hewitt. I heard Force MD's gonna be here.
Who else? The deal?
I might have to break it out.
Woman, didn't a member of the deal pass away?
Show you
Andre Harrell? No. Who was it? It was Babyface.
Jimmy Jam and them.
L.A. Reid.
No, yeah. he didn't pass.
No.
Child, we would be sick.
No. Up in here. What are you singing?
Howard, you would show me.
Oh.
You and me.
Come
on.
Floating
on the Caribbean Sea. Yes.
So invited. Baby, that's.
I could just feel the
Howard Hewitt fucked the game up when he.
Let me
tell
you.
That is my favorite fucking song.
I was young and that song moved me.
Down to Shalimar.
But now that I'm grown.
That is the best song that man.
Now that I'm grown, I used to go to the skating rink to close out with Howard Hewitt. That would be one of my all-time favorite songs.
Honey, I don't know who we're gonna find out who wrote that damn song, because that is one of the most
phenomenal. But didn't it move you when you were young? But now that you're grown and you're gone through what you're gone through,
listen to the lyrics.
Charlie just make you just fall.
But how you be the churn? How you be the churn and love the song, and then when you get grown and really done being through some shit with a nigga, and then that really thing that hit home.
But that's just like Melissa. Show me.
Oh yeah.
He was married to Nia Peebles then. She was dancing all in. Video. Honey. But that's just like Melissa Morgan, like that daggone Do one? You Still Love
yeah,
Me?
Ooh, yeah.
Take
I love her.
What happened?
Now, I like her. I know her.
You know she lives in Aiken.
That's why she be down
she
here
be all
yes,
the time.
And that's why I gotta catch a show. They say she's at the lounge.
Mm-hmm.
So I gotta catch her the next time she comes.
I last week, y'all. I had a good time.
All right.
Yeah. Her friend be hanging out, ain't it?
Y'all bitches.
Terrible.
What? I think it's a beautiful thing.
It is. I'm happy it for
it. It is, funny.
Just friends, but
That's right. We get to say that thing, ain't
you know
it?
What? Damn, y'all. I ain't following y'all asses up today.
But yeah, we got to go see Howard.
Yeah. I heard he's coming. He's coming. I don't know when, but he's supposed to be coming here and the Force MDs. And then I also heard that.
Wait a minute. The lead singer dead.
Well, of course, you know, they just going to travel.
Did it replace him? I don't think so.
I think it's just the ones that are left. Yeah. Kind of like.
That's TC, ain't it?
Kind of like what's the young man? What's the group? Tony Thompson group? High Five?
Yeah.
I think they're just, and it's just them. I don't think they replace Tony Thompson.
See, that's the shit I can't stand.
That's why you should honor New Edition.
That's what I'm saying.
Yes, Lord.
That's why you should honor New Edition, because everybody probably thought one of them was going to be gone by now. And all of them are still here.
Yep.
And they doing their thing. Even if they out of breath with the dance, I just appreciate that they're all here.
Bobby need to go and sit his fat ass down.
But no, I think
Bobby
more
just
of
need to sit
everybody
down
done stayed in shape, though. They ain't getting all winded for the performance. But Bobby,
well, I'm just glad.
Johnny got a little winded, too.
Oh, yeah, I got the proof.
Y'all can miss me on Johnny, too.
I can prove. But, you know, I just appreciate that they're still here.
Right.
And
they're
doing their thing.
But I think the most fit of the New Edition are Mike, Ronnie, and Ricky. But I didn't know Ricky was a goddamn heroin addict.
Yeah, you don't remember that in the New Edition movie, and I passed out. I said, not my Ricky.
Yeah.
Not my Ricky.
I had no idea.
It was so covered up. And,
yeah.
And that's why,
But he's reformed, right?
Yeah, he's fine. He's fine.
Yeah, he done went to the meetings.
Okay.
And his wife stood right there with him.
Well, thank the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
But I just feel like when you got a Force MDs and TC gone, I don't know if I'm going to feel the same way about this. If when you going to tell me High Five going to be here and
like, Tony Thompson
ain't. He was the voice of the group. I don't know how I'm going to feel about this. What? So we got key players who gone. Like, that is just not the same. That's just like Escape has been performing. Mm-hmm. And they're performing without, what's bigger?
The voice, Tasha.
Don't get me wrong. Tiny can sing and Tamika can sing. Candy? But how it. Y'all gonna have Escape without Latasha?
More missing hit, but
more missed the hit. But Tasha was the voice of the group.
Well, you know, that's the same thing with 112.
Yeah, with Slim.
Slim was the voice.
But he was the voice, but what's his name? Darren?
Daron and Q.
Didn't want to perform. Well, I ain't gonna say did not want to perform, but they had a lot of, you know, contract issues going on. Mm-hmm. So it's like, how are you gonna have a concert without all of them?
Yeah.
You need all of them.
I would want 112 all back together.
And what's the other one?
I hope they work
Jagged
it out.
Edge.
They did a concert
they
together.
In jail, and two of them in jail.
But I went to a concert for 2 years right before the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
They singing each other's songs. What the hell?
Who, 112?
112
yeah,
and
because,
Jagged Edge.
Yeah, because I don't think
everybody
was... And then they
sing each other song.
Right.
What happened to Versus?
I think that kind of died out after COVID pandemic. But I want it back.
Yeah.
I think Versus should go on tour and concert.
I think it should be
a Versus concert. And whoever they're going against, I think that should be the concert. I think that would be a good concert.
I enjoy Versus because the producer.
Yeah.
When they did the producer's music. And I didn't realize Babyface wrote all of those songs.
Babyface wrote everybody's song. Him.
Oh.
L.A. Reid, Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis.
All what you call him? Jimmy Jam?
Timmy Jam. That's their name together.
Teddy Riley did a lot, too.
Yes.
Oh,
Teddy Riley.
Y'all know Teddy Riley is iconic.
Teddy Riley, yeah.
He's a good-looking man.
Yeah.
He still looks good.
I think he's going to die looking good.
Yeah.
But you know what my favorite verses was?
Don't say dum-dum diddy.
Dipset and damn oh.
Because that goddamn old Jadakiss.
Let me tell you. When I said.
That was no competition there.
Themselves up for failure like this.
I don't know what happened.
It was Dipset who?
It was Dipset and Jaden
and the Locks.
Yeah.
Y'all knew. Why didn't
First of all,
why nobody prepared them for that?
I'm sorry.
They
why
did.
Do they think they that important?
Sugar? They knew.
You came to a gunfight with a pocket
a butter knife.
Like,
look.
Your shit ain't even sharp.
The plastic forks from the Dollar General.
You came with a plastic knife
from the Dollar General.
And these niggas got machine guns.
They got the high quality premium equate plastic knife.
You knew good and goddamn well.
Why do I just y'all don't get me wrong?
Jada told they asses.
Yes,
okay.
Jada, all of them.
He didn't even need the rest of the locks. He could have came out there by himself. Do y'all not know?
Do y'all know
that Jadakiss is one of has been and still is a lyrical
mastermind.
Masterpiece.
He really is.
You cannot.
Yoshi, what gets me mad.
They don't honor him enough. No.
That's what I'm about to say. Now, I think now they always put him like in the top 10, maybe. Like, I just think he's top five. I do. I think he's top five of lyricists because he is just, they don't give him his flowers.
He's groomed
they
old
don't.
School. He is a.
Jada.
He's a rapper. He's a lyricist.
He is a rapper. Jada can go impromptu into a cipher, into a booth, into a recording studio, and
he is going to give you a gift. Because isn't Jada one of them that don't write his lyrics as well? Like, because I think he's one that doesn't write his lyrics. Mm-mm. I don't think Jadakiss. He doesn't write his lyrics down, right? Oh, he writes.
Oh, yeah. Jada writes for
No, no, I'm saying like if he does an impromptu rap, like he can really like just go in and do a rap. That's what I'm saying.
Freestyle.
Yeah, I'm sure they all write, but I'm just saying because I heard him.
Jada Eminem probably the two best freestyle.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I could just sit here and go. I mean, just of the named people, I think.
Mm-hmm. And that's why I was just
because.
You wasn't in here, Yoshiman, but I was telling them how I just feel like he doesn't get his just due, and I always put him in my top five.
Oh, Jada's definitely in my top five.
Yeah. Yep.
I don't think he gets enough credit because Jada's one of the rappers I think never conformed.
Mm-hmm. Right.
He never went.
He's just not going to do
it. He just never
just
went with the time. Like, he just, when you hear that laugh that, and it hits it's an instant, and then, I think he's one of my favorites just because of the way he uses his words and then the metaphors that he puts out there.
You would never think.
Like, it's just so crazy. I remember when they was beefing with 50 Cent, one of his lines was, I'm going to get you guys a hospital bunk bed, something like that. Like, it was just like the things he think of.
It's so far-fetched.
And you know
but
what?
Makes sense. Like, you're going to put your whole team in here where you're going to need a bump.
And you know Jada is good because 50 don't mess with him.
No.
He don't touch.
That was a good. He won't touch him.
Look at how many people don't.
Jada.
Nobody touches Jada.
Mm-mm.
He's an untouchable.
When he gets when you're in his sights, it's lyrically, it's over. Like, you might could get him on other stuff. You might be able to get him on album sales, money.
Yeah.
If you want to go, I got this, I got that. He ain't that. But, if you want to battle rap, you're not.
It's over.
If you think about it,
go back to Bad Boy. Who was the first trio or the first group that stepped away from Bad Boy and was
fuck it. It was a lie.
And because they called him the shiny suit man.
Yeah. Exactly. And they said they didn't want to do that.
First group. And Sean Combs never went after them.
Nope.
Never went after them.
I mean, he said something about what they said.
Okay, but he didn't go after them.
Yeah. Mm-mm.
Yeah, they did go to Rough Riders. And they did kind of, I think Swiss kind of and DMX kind of embraced them. Mm-hmm. But I think, if I'm not mistaken, I got to ask Jones from the Music Jones podcast this. When they did leave, I think they left amicably. I don't think it was it was on no rah-rah, nothing. It wasn't beef when they left.
You talking about the group?
The group, the locks.
But
I remember them saying that he's the shiny suit man and all that stuff.
But anybody could leave amicably if they let you know their terms and what they not going to deal with. So then you ain't got no choice but to play nice.
Yeah.
So for the public, we left amicably. But if I left, it was something that was going on that I was not happy with you.
Well,
and
I'm gonna
so
be
I'm
honest,
departing.
Well, it's a double fold for me. It's leaving the label and then the group disbanded.
But the group never disbanded.
The group never disbanded.
They're still making music. No, they still make music.
They still make music together. Jadakiss has made solo albums.
So has
the
Sheik,
other ones, yeah. They've all, but it's just
She got two albums. I think Jada got four or five.
Right, but it's just Wu-Tang.
And then,
you're allowed to make a solo album, but we're still a group.
They never disbanded.
The locks, they're
ASAP, where they're still a big group, but they can all do their individual thing.
Yeah. And I mean, that would be the smartest thing to do. Why do we have to do things collectively?
I may want to
go on your album and do something myself. My whole group ain't got to come and be on your album.
Right.
But we know who the star is of the group. It's Jadakiss.
Yeah, the locks.
Okay, period. Gotcha.
Their last album, 2020.
Okay, that's not long ago.
Living off experience.
Yeah, so, going back to the verses, I just thought that was the craziest thing ever. I don't know who Jules Santana think he is.
Oh, I'm sorry. Right. I'm sorry, the last one is The Game.
Yeah.
2023.
Yeah.
But,
well, yeah, okay.
But You talking about Dipset versus the Locks?
Yes.
That was the craziest.
And that's why I said, who does Dipset think they are? I just never got into them.
I just never got into them.
They had two or three songs, but Jim Jones.
Listen, when I tell you, I like the song.
That's what I say. They had like two or three bangers, but I just never got into it.
I thought the venue was bad. I thought the venue was bad for the Locks because not for the Locks, for Dipset because New York, after Big died, I said Jay-Z filled that gap.
Right.
That was missing. He kind of just, people say, you know, he would have still been Big if Big was like, in New York, it was not that.
Mm-hmm.
Like legitimately in New York, if you was in New York at that time, Big was everything.
Right.
And then Jay, when Big, Jay took the torch and was like, yo, I got you. And he held it down.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think as he started to maneuver his way into other avenues, still doing his thing, but as he started to move into other things, the Locks kind of came up. And then, so like, if you're in New York, there's people who like Dipset, but everybody likes the Locks.
Right.
And so, and it's, and when he went, Sheek had his song and they did that, and then Styles did his song. Once Jada got that mic and that Verses,
over.
It was I don't care.
Cancel Christmas, as Tommy would say.
Like it was.
I'm gonna have to pull up that. It's almost like
somebody put something out the other day when they said when you invite Chris Brown to do a performance on your show, you no longer have a show anymore.
No.
It now has turned into the Chris Brown show.
Right.
Chris Brown has to remind people that this is not my show.
Yes.
Please applaud for the person who invited me here.
Yes.
So mm-hmm. Jadakiss being some So Jadakiss coming in, it's like we done forgot who else the hell was here. Because Jada just took over the show.
Yeah,
like
he did.
That was probably the most unequally.
It was. Yeah. But it was probably the most viewed out of all the Verses.
I think it's probably one of the most entertaining.
It was. But I think
people underestimate how good of a performer, how good of performers the Locks are. Like when you go to their, like you see a show, like they're going to be all over the stage. They're going to, like, they put on a better show. They get the crowd hype, like, and you just put them in their own element. Like, I just thought it was, they was better off just doing it in a room, like some of the old ones were, like in a room, no audience, no real audience, and just them two. Like,
I think that was the most embarrassing one was that Verses. But the one that was the most like craziest for me was Bone Thugs and Harmony. I don't know what was wrong.
I can't remember either.
He was angry. Dude was angry.
I don't think I watched that. It was awful. Bone Thugs, like their energy.
Oh, it was 3-6 Mafia.
Ooh. Yeah. I missed it. That's the one I missed.
That's the one where they threw the bottle.
Y'all, I missed that one.
And see, I couldn't even watch that shit because
it was I missed that one. Yeah.
And I'm gonna tell you, I am one who loves 3-6 Mafia. Mm-hmm. I don't know what it is about them little hood rat niggas in Tennessee.
Like
and child, and my favorite 3-6 person, Project Pat.
I heard he's a minister now.
Oh my God!
Yeah, they say he turned his life over.
I'm going to fucking church.
Yeah, he is a minister now.
Because I got to see this for my damn self.
Project Pat, very underrated.
Because they say he's getting money from people just saying, like, repeating his lyrics and stuff like that.
Project Pat is my favorite of all time. And next it would be Crunchy Black. No. What's my other little one who do 3-point stands with Megan? It's your boy. I can't remember. But yeah, that was a wild ass. Like I kind of started watching.
It was wild.
He was angry. So this is what I want to tell you about Bone Thugs. Something very unsettling in my spirit about them. They've never been my favorite group.
Yeah.
I like a couple of songs by them.
Right.
But just watching them in performance, I'm a clairvoyant. I'm a spirit and energy person.
I saw them in concert.
It's something very unsettling in my spirit when I watch them. So I don't like looking at them.
It was Crucial Conflict.
Oh yeah.
Oh, Crucial Conflict. Talk about Hey Now. Hey, in the middle of the barn and I get up. Oh, that's my jump.
Yeah, right? It's they too much.
Talking about
they too much.
It was a good concert, but that verse was awful.
Talking about.
And then, I didn't watch that one.
We gotta go back. Yeah,
I did not watch that
because
one.
I just can't watch them. I can't watch.
I didn't
Thugs.
Watch. I think I forgot about it. Something happened.
But
I didn't watch.
3-6, they got me for life, baby.
Auntie Patty and Auntie Gladys came out there. That
was a disaster because here I am thinking. Now don't get me wrong. I love me some Gladys Knight. But Auntie Patty gonna be my favorite.
It was
out
so
of
much
shade. And how is? I mean, Auntie Patty did not.
I say she. Maybe she had too much Syrah.
Yeah, she didn't give her best performance that night. Like I'm sitting there looking at this woman. I'm like, my baby ain't here. Mm-mm. My baby ain't all the
I
way
said
here
she had
with
too
me.
Much Syrah.
But that's
but
just
you know
like
they're
the
best friends, Vaughn.
They are.
Yep. They said when they was on tour together, they would watch their kids. They would cook for one another. Oh. Like they are best of friends. Pat LaBelle and Gladys Knight. They're like days apart mm-hmm. in birthday because yep. both of them turn 80 this year. Yep. Like they are the best of friends. Yep.
And then yep. who did Chaka Khan do her thing with?
Stephanie
because,
Mills.
Because she
yes.
made,
Stephanie
she
Mills
me
is
off.
A girl's girl.
She pissed me
Let
off.
Let me
too.
Tell y'all.
Because
that's why I love
how
that
you
lady.
You out here don't know the damn word. Just right here flying high, high as a goddamn high as Kuda Brown as your parents high. Would say. This motherfucker out here.
She
high.
Said she was. She said she wasn't high.
Ain't no goddamn
Stephanie,
way in
Stephanie
the world.
Held it
but
down.
Stephanie's a girl's girl because she was singing Chaka Khan songs for her. That's I love that little lady.
Speaking of Stephanie Mills, did you see that terrible ass?
But she was gonna put it on.
But she came out there. She was on the Breakfast Club.
Honey, Deion Cole was speechless.
Baby,
he was speechless and was stuttering.
Kissed them all in his mouth with the red lipstick on. And
she came in there. You know she ain't but this high.
Yeah, she real short. Yeah,
honey.
He's sitting down.
But y'all,
she eye level with him.
When I saw her in February, that sister girl look good.
That girl look good.
Really? That sister girl look good. She said she's 67.
She
Stephanie
stopped.
Mills looks
she
good.
She stopped everything going on when she walked in that room and ran up on
yes,
Deion Cole.
Did you see it? I'm going to have to forward you the clip.
You
got to
go back and
see
that.
Cute. She
baby,
walked in there, she when, said
when
something
I,
to him.
When I talk about life, like, when I talk about go, old lady go,
yes.
which is was supposed to be what we was talking about today. When I talk about old lady goals, that's what I'm talking about.
She, so Deion Cole said he likes vintage women. He said vintage mm-hmm. is not a bad word.
No, it's right.
He said, you know, these women that are over 40, like they look so good. And Charlamagne said, yeah, because the women over 40 are giving these 20-year-olds and 30-year-olds running for their money. And so
over 40, over 50. Let's
yeah,
talk about
well,
it.
All of it. Yeah. So okay. he, you know, Charlamagne did say that, but I just like Stephanie Mills, honey, she put it on him.
We talking
so,
about the over 50s.
Yeah.
Today.
So did you see when she also said that she would date younger men? And she said that if Charlamagne was free, she would date him.
Really?
Yeah, because they say he's very, but no, they say he's very charismatic. They say he's a very caring person. Mm. That's what they say. Mm-hmm.
You got to be.
Yep.
All right. Well.
so over 40,
so,
over 50.
So my favorites, because mm-hmm. they're October Scorpios.
Mm-hmm.
So my favorite women over 50 would be Tracee Ellis Ross mm-hmm. and, of course, Nia Long, because those my October Scorpio beauties. And one that she is not an October Scorpio, but I love her and I think she is so beautiful and I think her mother is just as beautiful as she is, would be Sanaa Lathan.
Sanaa Lathan.
Now, who's her mother?
She's an actress from, I can't remember what her first name is, but if you look at her, I can't remember what her mother's first name is, but if you look at pictures of her from the 70s, she is the mirror image of her daughter.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Mirror
she
image.
She looks just like, I mean, like Sanaa
Lathan. I know
Sanaa
who her
Lathan.
Dad is, but I didn't
right.
know.
Right. Okay. It ain't Stan, right?
Stan, yeah.
But they said her mom was a dancer. She mm-hmm. used to dance mm-hmm. for Alvin Ailey
yes.
Okay. Company. But and
beautiful.
If you ever see a clip of Otis Williams singing to this beautiful woman
that's
with
her.
Long hair, that's her. That's her. Mm-hmm. That's her.
And we can't forget about Janet Jackson.
How old is Janet?
Almost.
I think Janet should be 60. Almost 60. Now.
Almost 60.
Okay.
Yeah. Jan, if not.
Almost 60.
I think Regina Hall and King. Regina Hall and King, both of them are gorgeous. Yes. They look so good. And especially to see Regina King, you know, like grow up on TV and she's still like, I mean, beautiful. Absolutely gorgeous.
What about the men?
Morris Chestnut. That's the first person I thought about.
He looked better now than he did back in the morning.
Better now than we did. Somebody told me you aging backwards. I was like,
Y'all, Morris Chestnut just make you melt.
He looks so.
See him.
He looks so freaking
that
good.
That thing, he is, honey.
Good looking.
I'm gonna tell you who else. What's Vanessa Williams' ex-husband?
Rick Fox. Good God.
Yeah.
Rick Fox.
He looks amazing.
Rick Fox. Shamar Moore still looks good.
You know who else looks good? Robin Givens.
Robin Givens.
Oh, Robin.
Yes.
I haven't seen her in a while.
And Robin Givens is probably almost 60.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She should be, yeah.
And you know, Felicia Rashad gonna
be of course.
She's gonna always look good.
Y'all, guess who just turned 60? And I was like, God, I can't believe. And she still looks good. Holly Robinson Peake.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. And well, and her twin sister, that they're not really sisters, but Dawn Robinson from En Vogue.
They do. They're good best God. Friends.
Yeah, they're best friends.
Yeah, but they look so good.
Yeah.
And speaking of En Vogue, all of them still look good.
They do.
All of them. Every last one of them. Terry, Maxine.
It was somebody I was about to say.
We talking about women though. What's up with men?
You know, Method.
Method Man, Jesus. Like, did you
know?
I'm just, y'all, be honest. Did y'all really look at Method Man when he was a part of Wu-Tang?
I did not think Method Man was handsome back in Wu-Tang.
I didn't see this.
He's aging backwards.
Method Man is fine.
But now, and baby, when I saw him, when he played the attorney on Power,
right,
it just did a different thing to me. Lorenz Tate.
Yeah, Lorenz Tate still looks
baby
good.
I always thought
Lorenz Tate was handsome, but grown man handsome is a different level.
Mm-hmm.
It's a different level.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Is Lorenz Tate over 50?
Yeah.
He should be close to it.
Yeah, if I'm not mistaken, he was born in 1973.
I think I'm
not sure. But
probably, good God.
I mean, I'm just trying
He's
to think.
He's 49.
Okay. He close enough.
He older. Look, he older
he'll be 50
than
this year. He already turned 49.
He already turned 49.
No, he's 49 already.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then
he birthday passed already, I believe. But
yeah.
I just be on all these people like it got to be the melanin, cuz it ain't what we drinking and what we doing. It's I don't know.
Yeah, it's definitely
Queen Latifah still looking
Queen
good.
Queen Latifah,
like Yo-Yo.
Yo-Yo looks fantastic. Yeah. MC Light looks great.
Oh gosh, yes.
MC Light looks great.
Shantae looks
great. Yeah, she looks good.
I haven't seen her in a minute.
I'm gonna tell you who else looked good with his old ass.
Oh.
Big Daddy Kane.
Yes, God in the morning.
Big Daddy Kane still looks great.
Yes,
in his
goodness.
50s, he still looks great.
Yes,
and
goodness.
I mean, let's go back to New Edition. These men are
Ronnie DeVoe,
60, almost 60 years old, if not they should be close
to 60.
Yeah,
yeah, I think they should.
The oldest two in the group were Bobby and Johnny, but if they knocking on 60, but
they look good.
Yeah, they all look good, have preserved well. I don't want to just talk about the black people because. You know, we got to give kudos. You know who I really am loving now, who is embracing her natural face?
Who?
Pamela Anderson.
I saw that.
You see how she's going out?
That.
You see how she's going
she's
out?
She's not getting any Botox or anything.
And she's just wearing a fresh face. She's not putting on any makeup or anything.
Mm-mm.
And when I tell you that girl look good,
she looks really good.
And Pamela Anderson is in her, mid-50s?
She should be close to 60.
Almost to 60.
Leela Rashawn. Have y'all seen her?
She looks.
You know, she looks. I mean, she was always beautiful, but she's and also she, lost some weight.
She lost some weight.
She looks so good. Yeah, she looks good.
I mean, but she's gonna be sunshine always. Forever.
Yeah, she so looks good.
It is what it is. Hmm. But like we said about Felicia Rashad, her sister, of course, Debbie Allen, still beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying. To
I
think.
Love seeing her and Norm. Her husband, when they do little clips together, I love seeing them together.
I'm just so happy we still got some married couples together.
Good Lord.
And I know, and y'all, we can't forget about Mary.
Oh, yeah, Mary look good.
Mary's always going to be iconic. Mary
looks good.
I don't think Mary look good.
You don't think she look good?
I do. I think it's her makeup. I think it's the makeup.
I think she looks good.
You take the makeup, I think she got raccoon eyes.
I don't know.
I just don't see Mary naturally.
But I don't think she ever, I think she just now started wearing a lot of heavy makeup. Because I don't really think she wore a lot a long time ago. I don't think she ever wore
now,
a lot.
Her body is banging.
Yeah. She will keep that intact.
Yeah, she keeps herself. Taraji. We didn't talk about Taraji.
I don't think Taraji looks good for her age.
You don't think so?
I do.
Mm-hmm. I think so.
Mm-hmm. I think she looks older than what she is.
I think so. I think she looks good.
I mean, I'm not saying she's ugly. She's not an ugly woman, but yeah. I'm going to tell you
who else looks really good, and they're in their 60s and 70s. So this would be like Shirley Ralph.
Oh, God. Shirley Ralph, fine.
Yeah.
Angela Bassett.
Yes. Angela Bassett. Yeah, I was going to say her. And then what's my other lady who, she was Earth.
Vanessa Bell Calloway. Yes, goodness.
She's beautiful. Naturally. Yes.
Vanessa Bell Calloway.
Yeah. She does look the same.
Now,
you know who else fine? Still fine and look good. Glenn Turman.
Yeah, I was just about to say Colonel Taylor. Colonel Taylor.
Colonel Taylor used to be married to
Aretha Franklin. Yeah, he still looks good.
But Glenn Turman still looked good. And he's in his 70s.
Yeah, he is.
Oh.
Yep.
Yes.
Yep.
Is that the one?
Ron Isley, baby. We're not gonna forget about Ron. I know y'all probably don't think so.
Let's go back to
Glenn.
Colonel Taylor.
That's the one that was the not the cook.
No, not Mr. Gaines.
He was
the colonel.
I want to make sure.
Yeah, not Mr. Gaines. Yeah, Mr. Gaines died.
He
was the ROTC colonel.
Well, he was ROTC.
Yeah. He was over the math department.
He was over the math department.
And who was his wife?
No,
who
Jaleesa.
Who still looks good. Don Lewis still looks good.
Who was he married to in real life?
Aretha Franklin.
Yeah, kidding. Are you serious?
Yeah. He was her third husband.
Yeah,
and that's
when the alleged rumor came out that he had, but I heard that wasn't true.
Do you know how old he is?
Glenn's almost 80.
Yeah, like Glenn Turman did you watch
He was goat cheese.
Wasn't he goat cheese?
He wasn't coat cheese.
He was Cooley High.
Not goat cheese. He was Preach. He was Preach.
Preach and Cooley High.
Yeah.
You talking about 1970?
Look, y'all. Vaughn. You know Vaughn. Thanks, young.
I do know.
That man is 77 years old.
I think what I'm looking at is he looks young.
Yeah.
Young.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, he looks real good.
His wife is like
maybe 20 or 30 years younger than him.
Yeah.
Just like his new wife.
Just like Ron Isley's wife.
Yeah, Candy.
Our age.
Candy, yeah.
But you got to give it up to them because you ain't never heard those
scandals. And Ron, 83 years old.
Yeah, because Ron was
married. And she's 47
Speaking of another person that still look good, Angela Winbush.
She looks
so good. That was Ron Isley's other wife. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She sure did. Yes.
Yep.
I'm just shocked about Aretha.
Shaka Khan still look good.
Yeah,
she does. Grace,
she's still she's look a pretty good.
Woman. And Shaka Khan is the same age as my mom.
Mm-hmm.
So
really?
Yeah, okay. 72. Mm-hmm. So yeah.
Yeah, she's a, you know, her and Nicki Minaj, they kind of
they do.
Don't they look like they come from all of them came from the same tribe?
Who I used to say I know is somebody daddy. Who was that? I used to say that Shaba Ranks and James Brown. They just look too much alike. I said, I used to always
drop a bomb, please.
Because
they look so. It's just like,
Who do Shabba? I said
Shabba Ranks.
I said James Brown. I said James Brown got to be Shabba Ranks' daddy because, you know, I be having my little conspiracy theories, but still, yeah, ain't nobody gonna tell me that OJ wasn't
Chloe's daddy.
And I said what I said. It is. And that's just gonna be where it's gonna be. But we're gonna put
is not needed.
We gonna put the allegedly in front of it, but I know what I know.
It's just yeah. And she know and everybody else know.
Okay, cause
yeah.
And I will say this, Kris Jenner is an October
Scorpio.
You think
she look good?
And for a white one, well, she ain't even white, but she is one of the more.
Oh, thanks.
I mean,
that region of people just look good in it.
Yeah.
What are they,
Greek?
No, they're
Armenian or something. That's what Vanessa Bryant is, Kobe Bryant's widow.
Oh, she's Armenian? Mm-hmm.
But she's beautiful.
Okay, Persian,
still.
Armenian, mm-hmm. that kind of like yeah. similar, almost.
I think so.
Yeah, those people that, I'm
not
saying
those
people,
but. I think when you got
that
olive, it's something about that olive in your skin or that, you know, that extra.
They are just some beautiful
production
people.
Of melanin that you just kind of.
Like their skin just don't wrinkle or something. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. They got natural preservatives in their skin.
It's like us, mm-hmm. you know, but.
Mm-hmm. But we got some ugly folks in our tribe too now.
It's because of hard drugs.
I'm going to tell you who else looks damn good.
Oh, I thought you was going.
Damn good for their age. Grace Jones.
Oh, yeah.
Seen her lately? Mm-hmm.
She looked the same.
She
that girl bad.
Exactly.
She don't age.
Exactly.
She don't mm-hmm. age.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm. But who but has aged and looks very bad?
Who?
Jasmine
Guy. I don't know. Yeah.
What
but now Cree Summer still looks the same.
She does.
Yeah.
Yep. Cree Summer still looks the same. She looks just like Freddie.
I don't know what happened.
I don't know.
I think she might have had some. Like surgery done early.
Jasmine?
Yeah, you think so?
I think so. I think, because she's 62.
Oh, no, she's not.
Yeah, mm-hmm. she's 62.
She's 82.
Yeah, she looked mm-hmm. like the Crypt Keeper.
She's 62 years old. And she just, to go from where she was to where she is.
Yes.
I guess.
What happened?
Mm-mm. Like I said, I think there was a point in which she probably got some surgery done. And trying to stay young,
I don't know. Maybe it was.
It just didn't. No, because her face looks
too much
different.
Sun.
It looks like structurally different. I'm looking at like a side by side right now. I'm looking like a side by side. Like it looks mm-hmm. structurally different. Looks like her. Look, she did something with her nose.
I think it's all in how you take care of yourself.
I think she had bad plastic surgery.
Yeah, and we can't.
That's what I think.
And
about,
we can't just put it on the melanated people because look at all the. Look at Jamie Lee Curtis.
Yes. Jane
Fonda.
Yeah. She looks good.
Like, Meryl Streep.
They still got that
woman. They're
going to do another Devil Wears Prada. I can't wait.
If they don't give Meryl Streep a damn
Meryl Streep.
Oscar for her performance in that damn movie.
What movie?
What's the name of it?
She like
Netflix, where she played the grandma, that like the black man.
Child, Deliverance.
No, I think that's Glenn Close.
That's Glenn Close. Glenn Close.
Yeah.
We gonna go back to Glenn Close. Look good.
Yeah.
Look
she
good.
Looks good. I did not watch
Meryl
that movie.
Streep, I like
Meryl. I love Meryl. They coming Streep. Out with The Devil Wears Prada too.
And then Glenn Close need her.
Did you get the twins their book?
Yeah. That is all. Yeah. That's where I get that from. That is all.
Sharon Stone still.
Yeah, Sharon Stone.
She in the game, so we got to give her credit where credit is due. Cheryl Teague. Have y'all seen Cheryl Teague?
Cheryl
lately?
Teague.
Who is
yeah,
Cheryl
she
Teague?
Looks good.
She used to be a supermodel mm-hmm. for back in the day. Yep. And speaking of supermodels, Naomi Campbell ain't never gonna
she's
get
not
old
at all.
Never
she ain't got no edges.
She just
and
she
that's
just
all
right,
that's
okay.
All
okay.
she gotta do is yeah. put that wig on mm-hmm. and she beaming. What's my other supermodel homegirl?
Tyra Banks still look good.
Cynthia Bailey? Ooh.
She all right.
Cynthia Bailey look good.
Yeah. Cynthia Bailey looks good.
Because yeah. Tyra Banks, they called her back to model.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Iman. Yeah.
Timeless.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Iman
yeah.
looks good. It's a young lady on Real Housewives of Dubai that reminds me of Iman. I can't think of her name. Yeah, she reminds me, and she looks so much like her. Yes. Oh my gosh.
Is she Ethiopian?
I think they come from that same area. Yeah.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
And you know who we didn't mention? We did not mention Halle Berry.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
She goes without saying.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. Yeah. Her and Nia Long, I just declare.
Halle Berry is going to always be timeless.
Yep.
I'm just trying to think of my favorite lighter skinned actress. I don't like to call people white and black, but what is her name? Charlize Theron. I think Charlize Theron is a very beautiful woman.
Mm-hmm. No.
Mm-hmm.
The one that played what's her name?
What movie?
I think Sandra Bullock is very I think she just looks natural.
Sandra Bullock is natural.
She's like a normal beauty.
Yeah, she is. Like, she's a natural beauty. She really
look
is.
Like, it doesn't look like she's just like all done up.
Yeah.
While Vaughn figures this out, looked up, Jasmine Guy is actually undergoing Pico laser treatments.
Oh.
It's at a place called Pretty Faces in Atlanta. They remove dark spots, scars, stretch marks, and etc. But the results may vary depending on your skin complexion, what it can do to you.
Catherine Zeta-Jones. That's
what. She's natural.
But Catherine Zeta-Jones, is she light skin? Is she a light skin, or is she a little melanated?
Maybe she was African or something.
I think she's a little melanated.
Oh, really?
I think
she's from Africa. And I'm gonna tell you who else is beautiful. Selma Hayek.
Selma Hayek
might be in her 40s. I think she's relatively young.
No, Selma Hayek older than us. Selma Hayek is in her 50s.
I don't think she's in her 50s.
Okay, then. But you go
ahead. They say she's from Swansea, United Kingdom.
Yeah. I knew she wasn't from, she wasn't.
But even if she's from the UK, that means she could have African descent.
How old is Selma Hayek, sir?
Selma Hayek is 58.
Good God in the morning.
See what I'm talking about?
And she fine.
Yeah, Selma Hayek is all out those. 58. She looks
good as hell.
Wow. 58.
What? 58. Goddamn right. That's
what I'm
talking about.
I give her my number today. I might inbox her today.
Shoot your shot. Go ahead.
Hey, I learned, man.
You can't put no age on nobody. Because, hun, and I'm going to tell you who else fine is all out those, still look good, was fine from his first picture. His first picture, as my grandma would say, goddamn Denzel Washington.
Yeah, now I like fine Denzel now with that goatee and that gray right there.
Denzel,
that's who I love that.
I'm going to take y'all way back. And I just thought about it because I saw a movie. Who Tom is? Selleck.
Yeah. Well,
he is a good looking man. He has always been a good looking white man.
Yeah.
He's about
90. He just gained that weight. He's 79.
I think his dark features.
He's 79.
Yeah. And Travis Kelce remind me of each other. And the way Travis Kelce has his hair right now, that mustache, he's starting to.
Really?
Yeah, they got the way he's wearing his hair now.
Yeah.
And his mustache. But I think Travis Kelce is making a Taylor Swift transition.
He's making a transition from football into entertainment.
It was the difference when he was messing with that black girl versus to now.
But he had the
black wife effect ain't on him no more.
Well, as soon as that beard come back in, it'll be back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't think Taylor letting him do it.
She want him to look.
Yeah, he's changed. Like if you even the way he walk around. I mean, but your woman, you should want to listen to her. But like when she like right now Taylor Swift is a part of football like that's nuts.
That's
like,
her effect though.
It's nuts right now. So it's just. But yeah, no, I could see he does give off the Tom Selleck vibe with that mustache and that haircut.
Yeah, yeah. Yep.
And I've always thought, let's talk about the funny men who are handsome. I always thought Jamie Foxx was a very handsome man.
Still is.
Yeah. Yes.
I hate to say it.
And
I can't say stuff like
I mean,
that.
He looks good.
I mean, it is what it is. If the dude look good,
I mean, this.
Good.
I think these guys.
He's preserved very well.
They aged well.
And I think, you know who else I think is very handsome, and I don't think that he gets the recognition of being a handsome man? Marlon Wayans.
Oh, gosh,
yes. I think Marlon Wayans is very handsome.
Because everybody always looked at Sean. But Marlon has always been
more handsome than Sean. Mm-hmm.
Really? Ron and Sean.
Just my thought.
I think all of them. I mean, I think that whole family, yeah. The brothers look really good. Yeah. All of them.
Yeah.
Keenan, really Damon, nice. All of them. Yeah. Because Keenan should be about 70 something now, right?
Really?
Keenan Ivory Wayne?
I got to ask about a white man.
Okay.
Matthew McConaughey.
Oh God, what I happened? Love him.
Gonna be fine.
That thing gonna be fine forever.
He's 55.
Boy, did y'all? But see, y'all don't watch football. Whoa. But
he changing.
Who?
Something with his face. Or
Let me tell you.
He's got a scruffy look, kind of the little scruffy beard look going right now.
I think Johnny Depp is a good looking man.
Yeah, he's a little eccentric, but he always. But Matthew McConaughey was on. They showed him because he went to Texas. They showed him at that Texas game. He had that big, oh, God, that thing was beautiful.
Brad Pitt.
Oh, yeah.
Brad Pitt going to always be handsome.
Have y'all seen the new movie that him and George Clooney have now?
I didn't even know it was a new movie.
George Clooney is always going to be handsome.
Apple TV.
I don't have Apple TV.
It is fun because those two just have a chemistry they on do. Screen.
Aren't they like really good friends in real life anyway?
They have a
and
chemistry.
Matt Damon.
I like
Matt
Damon.
And speaking of, when I said Brad Pitt, Angelina Jolie is by far one of my most.
And when she's a beautiful woman. She will always be beautiful.
She's just
too.
Always going to be beautiful.
She
always
has an exotic beauty.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yep. Yeah. And, always be beautiful.
So she's always
she her daughter.
It's called Wolves. The name of the movie is Wolves.
Oh, okay.
I saw it on there, but I hadn't watched.
Oh no, it's funny. The banter, the camp, like they just have because what it, the movie. I don't mean to take it off topic, but it's these guys that clean up after people who've killed somebody.
Okay.
And one, George Clooney is older, so he's the one that used to be like the star one at it. And then Brad Pitt is like the younger one who is the current like best at it. And this lady thinks she kills this kid, a young man. But turns out that the young man wasn't dead. And so now they end up chasing him around. They have to work together. So it's like crazy how they chase this kid around for like one night. And it is funny. It is. It has a lot of twists and turns. It is a good, good movie.
Wow.
And they are. It's a good cast.
But you know they play well together when they did previous movies. I think it was like Oceans.
The Ocean series. Like
I watch it every time. Yeah. I watch it every time it comes on.
What was it? Ocean's 11, 11 Ocean's 12, 12. 13.
I
think that's one of the best casting.
Yes.
Don
Cheadle has aged well too.
Yeah, Don Cheadle. I thought about Kevin Hart.
Are y'all watching whatchamacallit? The on Peacock
Fight Night.
No, is it good?
It is good.
See, when look, I, look,
I got to
much
add that. I know I got to add that.
I don't fuck
that.
With Kevin Hart like that. But
Fight
when I
Night
tell you he is
good,
every black celebrity they could have found to put in a show,
that,
y'all,
they got,
I have to watch that
wait,
shit.
Hold on, I'll bring.
Everybody
I'm
is
have to,
in
okay,
there.
God.
Y'all have to, today.
So my next break, I'm just going to sit there and watch TV.
TV Land.
I'm
y'all
serious.
Need to get it together on Peacock and watch the series of Fight. I think they've
You're
gone through
about,
like seven.
Listen to this cast.
Listen to the cast.
The cast is nuts. Kevin Hart, Samuel L. Jackson, Don Cheadle, Terrence Howard, Taraji P. Henson. Like, it is.
It's an all-star cast, and it's based on
a true story.
A true story.
Oh. It is the true story.
It's the true story of the fight that happened.
The Muhammad Ali fight.
There was an actual whole heist that happened afterwards where some people died, and, you know, like, the whole thing is based off a true story.
Atkin Esmond, Melvin Gray.
It is so good.
Who is it? Is it Essence Atkins?
No, Atkins Esmond.
Okay.
The one that's, he played in, he played, what's the name of the
But when
movie?
I tell but you he, that casting,
they casted
baby.
I don't have to watch
I
it. I got so much stuff I got to watch.
I have so much respect for Kevin Hart with this performance because I could never take him serious.
He plays the character Chicken Man, and he is playing
playing the shit out of it.
And
Kevin had some acting classes or something.
Well, he went to acting classes.
He is playing. That is good.
I love this.
The last person I want to mention is LL.
Yeah, I mean, but you know,
we could talk about rappers all day when it comes to Ice Cube. All
you know, I was never
aged very well.
Yeah, he looks good. He's fine now. Mm-hmm. He is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We just need a damn show for just rappers because mm-hmm. them niggas something in the hip hop.
They really look good. I'm just glad they're still here and they're preserving. They're getting older. Mm-hmm.
And their children look good.
And their children, and their children doing other things.
Yeah, we just want everybody to have a beautiful, fun, exhilarating life.
Y'all check out Fight Night because I know I'm gonna check it out and some other shows that
Glow
we mentioned.
Glow Power.
I think if you got Apple TV, there's some good shows on there. They will never make it to any other network unless something happened. But anyway. Y'all check us out. Never miss an episode on the very VaryNecessaryPodcast.com. You can also check us out on our social media platforms under the Very Necessary Podcast. And send us an also very necessary letter. We hadn't had one in a very long time, so we're due for one. And you can send that to us via email at the very VaryNecessaryPodcast@gmail.com.
All right, I'm going to jump on my soapbox a little bit, y'all. Early voting has started. Please exercise your right to vote. If not, you can get to the polls on November the 5th, y'all. It's very, very important that you vote, and especially for your local leaders as well. That's what you really need. But it's just now, it's a general election, and we really need your vote. So please exercise your right to vote. Make sure your voting precinct is the same precinct. Make sure you are not purged. That's the new thing now. I heard that somehow your name mysteriously is not in the voting registration. Please check all of that out now before you go. So exercise your right to vote and let's see how this election turns out. Peace.
And early voting is on October 23rd.
Really?
First.
Okay. Oh, 21st? Mm-hmm. Well, I'll be going on 23rd.
Yeah.